You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Good morning, Tri-State. Good to be back and share experience, strength, and hope with you about substance abuse and recovery. Great guest again today. Carl is a friend of mine. He's been clean and sober for 8 years. His sobriety date is March 7th, 2001. So he's a day after me because I'm March 6th. But anyway, he's here today to talk to us. And his girlfriend, Carissa, that's been with him for 3 years, is sitting in and supporting him as well. So glad to have you back, Carl. We've been on Radio Rehab a year now.
That's right. It's good to be back, so thanks for having me.
You were here a year ago, remember?
Yeah, that's right, a year ago.
I said, Carl, will you come and share your story on the radio? You were like, well, I don't know.
Well, but I didn't hesitate. Absolutely a good opportunity for me to come on, and maybe someone can hear something in me that that could help them in their sobriety, so... It's good to be here.
I hope so. I remember a year ago you shared a lot about your experience in the drug court and Judge Trockman and your gratitude for all that.
Absolutely.
And that planted some seeds for you for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changed my life.
So do you think coming out of Wabash Prison into the drug court was the right transition for you?
Oh, absolutely. Because I was in prison for 3.5 years and I changed my life while I was in prison, and I said, well, when I get out, I'm going to do some things differently. And coming out and directly onto the drug court program has given me that chance to come out and continue to do what I planned to do while I was in prison. And that plan was to stay sober and to live a better life. So on that program, it helped me to stay sober because it's a very intense program. And there's times where you have to go check in each week. It's a weekly check-in mm-hmm. process and drug screening and
a lot of accountability.
And breathalyzers and all that. So that was kind of stuff that I needed to do when I got home.
Well, let me ask your opinion about something. We just sent a guy in Ward County, my judge, to prison for a long, long time, a drunk driver. Do you think prison helps? Did it help you?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, it saved my life when I went to prison.
How? Why?
Well, before I went to prison, I was using. And the things that I was doing, I quit my job. I didn't get fired. I quit my job because of my addiction. And I wasn't living a conductive life. And when I went to prison, it helped me to collect myself, to find myself again, and to decide whether this is the life I wanted to live or could I live a better life. And I wanted to live a better life because I didn't want the prison life, and I didn't want the using life. So mm-hmm. prison saved my life for me.
What did you go to prison for?
I went to prison for drugs.
Drugs, possession, yeah. mm-hmm. and sales, yeah.
Dealing. Yeah, but it should have been more of a, it should have been a possession mm-hmm. and using type charge, but mm-hmm. they charged me with dealing. So
a controlled substance or?
Absolutely, cocaine. Cocaine. That's what it was, yeah.
So how long, you were at Wabash, right?
I was at Wabash.
Did you go to any treatment in there?
Oh, absolutely. When I got there, I spent 6 months in the Vandenberg County Jail, and the process from there, you go to the
diagnostics.
Well, yeah, it's got another name for it. It's called RDC.
Yeah,
and you go there, and then they decide where you're gonna go. So I had some clean time and some time to think and to get my mind straight before I went into prison. So when I got to prison, I went and signed up directly for the substance abuse program and AA program and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Self-help classes really helped too. And those self-help classes were like parenting and educational classes that, you know, that could help you better your life.
So do you think prison is the thing to do with everybody that has a substance abuse problem up front?
I think that prison is one of the choices. I think that they should first try a drug court program. The drug court program or the forensic diversion program.
Try that first.
Or some kind of treatment program. If these participants are alcoholic and drug related, you know, these charges are.
Sure.
So I think that they ought to try something like that. And if that doesn't work, then prison would be the next option, yeah, I think.
So prison isn't really what changed you. It sounds like you made up your mind to use everything prison had to offer you to change.
I think prison helped make up my mind.
Do you?
To change, yeah, absolutely.
Just being off
because
the streets.
Because if I had the opportunity to go through a treatment program beforehand, you know, if it's not long term, then I wouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be something long term
that
helps you make it.
And all the research is saying that.
Right.
At least a year.
Well, a
year. And treatment's only 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that 14 days doesn't really
not for the
help.
Level of addiction we had for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So since you've gotten out and you're off, how long have you been off probation now? You don't even have the law looking at you anymore.
Absolutely not. I mean, I've been out July 1st, 2004 is when I got out.
Wow.
I've been out and I haven't been in any trouble. The thing is that the day I got out, I had some probation time to do, of course. And that's when I signed up for it. That's when I got out early to participate on the forensic diversion program.
With Judge Trotman.
With Judge Trotman and Debbie Mulberry and you know, the drug court team.
Right.
So I got out to participate on that. And that's 18 months. And then there's 18 months of
apps and daps
after that. So once I did that, I was free to live my life the way I wanted to, and that way was the way that I learned while I was in prison, and the things that I learned while I was on the forensic diversion program. I needed some structure in my life, and that structure came from the prison, being in prison, and from being on the program. So I continue to do the things today that I learned from the program. So those things are going to AA meetings, and those things are treating people the way that I would want them to treat me. And I'm at the age now that I'm 43 years old, soon to be 44, I don't want those type of things that I did before. It's a saying that, I've been there and done that, and then that's the kind of thing I say today.
Your priorities have changed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I live a better life today. I'm at 43 years old, like I said, and I'm just now starting to live my life. So it's a big difference today than it was 8 years ago.
Do you ever have the desire to use anything?
Oh yeah, you know, you never get rid of it totally. You know, it's the shortcomings that the AA program teaches you about. Mm-hmm. These shortcomings, they'll come and go. But the thing is that you, no matter how tough things get in your life, no matter what kind of things you go through that you used to use over, that you don't pick up.
Yeah.
You don't pick up, and the feelings and the dreams that you may get from using, that you just pray and you keep moving forward.
What do you say to younger people then? to help them take a look at, hey, look what happened to me. I spent time in Wabash. I lost 10 years of my life from drug courts and prisons. Is there anything you say to young people that you think could deter them from taking that same path?
Absolutely. Those things would be to get with the group of people who want something out of life, mm-hmm. to get with the group of people who are striving to do the same things that you are to do in life.
Could anybody have done that with you when you were 25? Would you have responded?
If I wanted to do it, then those things would have happened to me in my life. And I was looking for a way out. And I just didn't know how to do it. I never had the people, will never allow people in my life to help me do the things that I needed to do to straighten my life out. So I probably, today is a lot different than it was when I was 25 years old.
Sure.
There is a lot more things that you
junk
can do
out there.
Well, no, not only that, but there's a lot more things that you can do to better yourself in life.
Oh, sure. Than more it was, opportunity, yeah.
Right, than it was when I was 25. So I didn't have the opportunity then, like young people do today, mm-hmm. to straighten their life up. So my suggestion is to take advantage of the suggestions that people give to you to straighten your life up, because the things that I went through to straighten my life up, I'm glad I had to go through those things to get where I am today. So most young people today doesn't have to go through what I went through,
right,
to get to where I am today. So take advantage of getting with people who are looking for a better life. Get with those people. Stay with them. And do the next right thing each opportunity that you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of your motto for life now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Just doing the right thing daily.
Doing the next right thing each and every day. There's several different things that I do. I say this a lot because this is what changed my life. This is what happens for me every day. In the morning, when my alarm clock goes off, I always say the serenity prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the serenity prayer each and every morning when my alarm clock goes off. And when I get up out of bed, before I go out my door, I read Psalms 91 and 100 in the Bible. And I read out of the 24-hour day book that reading for whatever day it is.
Wow, so you have a ritual.
Yeah, and then once I read those three things, which takes 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I say the Lord's Prayer, and then I'm off, and I do that every day. I do not leave my house without putting on my armor of protection, and
wow.
That protection is doing those things each and every day. So those things that I do is for me to have a better day, and there's things that come throughout my day that upsets me or may not go my
mm-hmm.
way, but I know when I do my readings in the morning, I get in contact with the God of my understanding that I will get through those things without, you know, losing it.
Awesome gratitude you've got.
Yes.
And you know if you start your day with that routine.
Yeah, and I've faithfully been doing
mm-hmm.
that.
Consistency's key, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been doing that since I come home from prison. That prison ministries there, I heard that preacher say that if you read Psalms 91 each and every day, that something good is going to happen to you.
Wow.
Going to happen for you
and
each and every day. And I heard that, you know, each time I go to an AA meeting, I hear something
mm-hmm.
that sticks with me.
Little bumper stickers, I call them.
And when I heard that, I started doing that every day. I got out of prison early because of it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I completed the drug court program because of it, I believe.
Yeah.
And I have a good job today because of it, I believe. And
that's faith.
I believe that I'm just now buying a house because of it. I was never able before to buy to get a loan big enough
wow.
to buy a nice car or anything. But to buy a house, I never thought that that would happen. I believe God put these people in my life to allow me to do the things that He would like for me to do. So I believe that if I continue to do those things, read those scriptures, go to AA meetings, stay sober, call my sponsor, and to do the next right thing each and every chance I get, that positive things will happen for me.
It's going to be a good day for you.
So, yeah.
Hold on, Tri-State. Don't go away. We've just got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to finish our discussion with Carl.
What's happening? It's your man Big Tig doing big things. Listen, I got the top 20 joints in the country. You want to hear what your favorite songs are? You better be right here live in the den on your favorite radio station.
Hey, you. Yeah, you're listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Well, welcome back. We're having a great discussion with Carl, who is happily, joyous, and freely clean and sober today for 8 years and buying a house and working and has a girlfriend for 3 years. Carl, did you ever think life could be this good?
Well, I knew that once I did make the decision to live a better life and to change a lot of the things that I used to do, that my life will get better. I will be able to do the things that I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. The other night we was in a Thursday night KISS group. I meet there every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We have an AA meeting.
And where is the KISS group in case people want to find you or come there?
The KISS group is located on the corner of 8th and Bellmead. That's in the Impact Building.
Ah, in the Impact, yeah.
Yeah, Impact Building. We meet there every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Last Thursday night, we talked about dreams a little bit. We talked a little bit about dreams. It's a discussion meeting. We talked
the
about
the I had a dream kind of dream, or when you're asleep kind of dream?
Well, the kind of dreams that that you want the things you want to do in life.
Mm.
The things that
your visions of the future.
Yeah, the future and then the past.
Oh.
Also, it's like a two-sided dream there. And I remember saying when it came to me to speak that one time a person asked me, Carl, what do you see yourself in 5 years or so from now? And I had to think about that for a minute, and I could have easily said, well, I'd like to see myself buying a house and maybe getting married and whatever, hit the lotto, getting a lot of money, something like that. I could have easily said that, but that would have been selfish of me to say something like that. And I had to stop and really think before I answered that question. And my answer was I would like to see myself get closer with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I see myself getting closer with God, then those other things will
happen. Oh, that's so. Do we have a caller? Hello, is there a caller?
Yes, there is.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing great. I have a question for Carl.
Okay.
Carl, I noticed you talked about you were in a relationship for 3 years. Does Does your mate help you in your recovery, or is there any kind of a hindrance in your recovery because of their relationship?
No. Oh, my gosh, that's Robert, our other co-host. Hi, Robert.
Hi, good morning.
Great question. Does being in a relationship create more challenge?
Well, that's a good question. How are you doing this morning, Robert?
I'm fine, Carl. Great to hear you. Love you, man.
Well, like I said, I've been in a relationship for 3 years, and she supports everything that I do. She is really there for me whenever I need her. She's a really good person I can lean on. In whatever situation I'm going through, she supports me when I go to AA. She supports me when I go to work and I'm having a bad day. I come home and I kind of, you know, let her have it or let her hear what some of the things that went on at work that day. So I kind of, you know, I couldn't ask for a better person to be with today. Yeah, she's really good. She's a really good listener.
That's great, Carl, because, you know, I know how important it is that we in recovery have support when we come home. It's very important. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear you there. Keep up the good work. Love you.
Love you too, Robert.
Hey, Robert, love you. Thanks for calling. See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, those relationships we get into in recovery are can make us or break us, can't they?
Absolutely. The thing that I've learned since I've been in recovery about relationships is that you don't really want to get into a serious relationship when you begin in recovery because some people that are not, it's not strong enough. You know, it's just not emotionally strong enough to be in a relationship. I know.
But everybody flocks to get in one. It's almost like natural instinct to find somebody across the room. And
absolutely. I know that whenever I went into Stepping Stone, the first time I went into Stepping Stone, I know how it is that when you first getting sober and then everybody gets together there and they're going through treatment and for some reason everybody wants to fall in love and wants to, you know, be with each other. And the thing is that if you can keep from doing that and just focus on your recovery, that your life will be a lot
more manageable.
Oh, yeah. You just need to keep recovery first.
Yes. So you have a relationship, a house, a car, a great job, and great dreams, it sounds like. In wrapping our show up, we have a couple more minutes. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? You started to talk about that relationship with God, but where do you see yourself in a couple years? Is there anything else that you feel you want to do?
Well, I just like to continue to do the things that I do today. You know, my relationship with God in the morning and at night, I just like to continue to do that. And whatever he has planned for me in the future, then that's what will happen for me.
So no wants. You have no wants, really.
Not
just
really.
God's will.
Whatever God's will is for me, as long as I continue to do what I need to do, and that's to stay sober, and that's to continue to seek God, then those things that he wants me to have or wants me, whatever life he wants me to live, then that's the life I'll live.
That's just incredible peace.
Thanks, yeah.
You have peace.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
I like to think so. Thanks for recognizing that.
Definitely. I see it in you. So what do you like to do for fun now?
Oh, Walmart, probably.
The new Walmart,
Recent likes to do, but every Friday we try to go eat, you know.
That's one of my favorite things to do, too.
And we don't do a whole lot of much of anything, but her biggest thing is, like, she wants to go to Walmart, so we usually do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great hobby.
You know, just working all week and then, you know, you know, spending time with her, that's
enough.
Yeah, and spending time at my house, doing the things that I do around my house, that's all the happiness I need. That's all I need right now.
Wow. That's great, Carl.
Thanks.
That is just total transformation of what Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous can do for people, to bring us definitely you seem to have a good relationship with your higher power.
And oh, yeah.
That's who's steering your boat for sure.
Yeah, and I owe all the thanks and to Jess Trotman and Debbie Marbury and their program, because they really helped me to want to keep my dream. They
yes.
really helped me to want to keep my dream. I wanted it, and they made sure that I went through their very intense program.
Yeah.
And now that I'm not on it, that I still continue to do the things
yeah.
that I learned from that program. So thanks a lot to them.
Oh, that's awesome. I think drug courts definitely are like the aftercare for jail.
Oh yeah.
Definitely to have that, because a lot of people come out of jail and their heart's in the right place, but they get back. You've
yeah.
seen it back in the same corners, and they're disaster.
I've seen them come out of the safe house to the AA meetings, and you know, and then they go back to the safe
yeah.
house. And then when they get out of the safe house, you don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
So you know, and that's really sad. So it just doesn't happen for everybody.
No. But it's happened for you, and you are a great example.
And it happens for me and other people like me.
Yep.
So if it happens for me, then it can happen to anybody else too. So you just got to want it.
And hey, Tri-State, check out Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, the 12-step meetings. They're great. And Carl, I'm glad to hear you say you use your AA along with your church and your Bible.
Yeah.
The two can work so beautifully together.
Yeah.
What a partnership.
Absolutely. The AA program is not a religious program.
No.
It's spiritual, and
yeah.
it speaks of God.
Yes.
So I used both of them together. It
yeah.
works for me.
Yep.
It works
yep.
for me.
Well, thank you for coming and celebrating Radio Rehab with us today.
Well, thanks for being here.
And we'll have you back again, because your girlfriend Carissa promised me she'd talk next time.
Oh, yeah. We'll get her saying something.
We'll get her here. Well, Tri-State, thank you for tuning in. What a great message of hope we heard this morning. And we hope between now and next week, you remember to do the next right thing. And you'll be able to hear Carl on www.lisaseifcares.net on podcast, probably in the middle of the week. And if you really want to hear him and meet him, go to the KISS group on 8th and Bellmead in the Impact Ministry, 7 o'clock Thursday nights. Greatest meeting in the world.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tri-State. See you next week.